Okay, we're back to our old roots. This is kind of cool. I haven't been in a studio this isn't really like a podcast studio. It's more just like a studio. I'm in a booth right now. Oh my God, this is like so surreal. I am listening to the most angelic voice of our generation talk right now, well, sing right now, in the studio next to me. I don't even know if you could pick him up. But he is singing his little ass off. Like, I literally had to bust into their session and like, bro, you are taking me to church right now. Like, anyway, I got to get that brother name. I was just like, bro, you're doing your thing for sure. But yeah, welcome to the podcast. And I'm saying that not only to you, but to myself. A lot has happened since I last recorded a podcast in general. I think the last time I did it, I was in high school, which was, that was like 7 years ago. Let's see, 2018, it's 2025, 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Yeah, 7 years ago, I've been through 2 really bad breakups. I've been through living on my own for 4 years. And now I'm back home. That's another story for another day. I'm back in school, working full time. I work in tech. I have braces. That is another thing. I had Invisalign for like a year, and now I have braces because, child, I was on my last train. And then my mental health went to shit. So that in itself went kind of left. But I'm so happy to be back in like an environment that I'm accustomed to. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I've lost my creativity in a way. I was doing a lot of things that other people really wanted me to do. I thought I was following what social media wanted me to do. But then all of it kind of turned into me being jealous of a lot of people that were doing things that I wanted to do. And I was like, oh, it'll be easy. I can do that too. But it's just like, it's so simple and so easy to the point where I was like, I didn't even try, because I'm like, oh, well, I can do this at any time. But I ended up not doing anything. So this is me stepping back into who I want to be, who I want to present myself to the world to be. And eventually I want to do like a podcast where it's like also recorded in a video, not just audio. But for now, we're in a booth, and I'm just so excited to be back. I wanted to talk today about something that was, it just really been on my heart. So here's a little background. I'm one of those people that watched Kim Possible religiously, right? And like a bunch of, and like Phineas and Ferb, you know, like Disney. I was a Disney Channel kid. I was Disney down. So through that, obviously the villains had arch nemesis. So I kind of internalized like a lot of, well, not even internalized, I kind of made myself have arch nemesis in this world, because I've always like been an animated kid, but as an adult I really haven't, like, I haven't been all that animated as I used to be. But something that I've always like kept near and dear to my heart, like, oh, I have an arch nemesis. And my first arch, now I think I've only, I had like one and a half in throughout my entire life. And I'll get to the one and a half later on, and that's kind of like the biggest point of this podcast. But my first arch nemesis, I met her, I want to say like second, third grade, and I've always, and it's not like now, I think she stopped being my arch nemesis whenever I really stopped giving a fuck, which was like 2021, 2022, maybe even 2020. I don't know. Background. We went to school together, and I always compared myself to this girl because she was one of those people that was like, she had the best project. She had all the siblings, you know, she was popular in a way because her sisters were in like different grades, and so a lot of people knew her because based off of her sisters and me being an only child at the time. I didn't have any clout for real, so I was just kind of flying by the seat of my pants, like just trying to fit in, trying to you know, make friends, and I don't know, just also be this person that everybody kind of thought, oh, well, she has like the best project. She does the best work. She's the smartest. She's the blah 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 blah. Whatever. It was just my ego telling myself like, oh, I think I'm the best. And now I'm looking at this girl. I'm like, wait, whoa, she's better than me. Actually, I think she's the best. So if she's the best, I can't be the best. And so it's just been like a constant like comparison, internal comparison, of me to her. But it's like, it was very much one-sided. It was very much one-sided, and it was rooted in immaturity, my ego, and just being young and dumb, you know. I kind of adopted this ideology now that there's always going to be someone better than you, always. Even the best person in the world, even if you're the best person in the world, and it's like a well-known fact that you are the best at this thing. No, there's someone that's better than that person. But the only thing is, maybe that person isn't like popular. I've been watching Wicked, and something that stood out that Ariana Grande's character Glinda had said in a popular song is that celebrated heads of state or especially great communicators, did they have brains or not? Don't make me laugh. They are just popular. So just because someone is well-known and well-known for a specific thing doesn't mean that there's not someone better than them. That just means that they're popular, they have the clout, like, yeah. And I think that was my thing. Like, I wanted to be this known person for, you know, XYZ. And I wasn't. So she became my arch nemesis. I wanted to embody what she had. And if I'm being honest, I really didn't know the girl all too well. Well, we, like, hung in the same friend group, in the same circles, and knew the same people, but it wasn't like I knew the ins and outs. And honestly, if I knew her life and what she actually had to go through, I probably wouldn't want to be like her. I mean, I just want to be myself, if I'm being honest. But I didn't know that at the time. I was young. I was really young. So, yeah. So we stopped talking when I was like 15, and she went on to do her thing, and now all of my, the only like things I see from her comes from what I saw from, comes from what I saw on social media. So I saw like, oh, her hairstyles, I saw her clothes, I saw the places she was visiting, you know, just the basic things people post on socials. And I would get jealous of that because I'm like, well, damn, she's doing this and I'm sitting at home doing nothing. But at this time, this is also going through like, high school, to maybe like, so like 2015 to maybe 2020. Yeah. 'Cause that would have been like the second year of college, sophomore year of college. So
I'm just like, oh, she's a double major. She's doing all these things. She's in Barcelona. She went to Fashion Week at her. Because I would also hear things about her from, like, other people that also, like, knew her, that we used to, like, hang in the same circles. Because where I come from, it's not that, like, I live in Dallas. So Dallas is big, but not really. Especially being black, you kind of just all keep up with each other because we went to a predominantly black school, a predominantly black Christian school, which is, I think, is pretty niche for the area that we were in. So a lot of people just kind of knew a lot of people, you know. So in a way, we were all just webbed together. So yeah, I had to realize that, bro, it's not that I'm jealous of her. I just see what she's doing, and I'm mad at myself because I'm not, I think I can do those things, but something in me, I'm holding myself back from doing the things that she's doing. I could have been a double major. I am now. I wasn't then. I was majoring in, like, freaking nutrition, which is science. I hate science. Why the hell was I majoring in science? And it's a combination of all the four. I don't even want to get into it. It's another story. But I thought that, oh, I can major in marketing and do the artsy stuff, and I can major in business. I can do the business stuff. Like, I was actually really good at both marketing and business. I had a e-commerce store for a while that was actually turning a good profit. And I don't know. It's like, I was like, oh, I could be traveling the world. I could do all the things that she's doing, but I'm not. I'm literally messing myself up. And I'm looking at these people who aren't stopping themselves from being great, and I'm just like, well, why didn't you stop yourself from being great like I did? And that's where the issue is. I just wasn't doing enough. So that I wasn't doing enough, and I knew I could. So that internal jealousy that I had was never jealousy of her. I was just mad at myself. And that's something that I had to realize over time. It takes a while to get there because no one wants to just sit there and reflect on themselves and reflect on the opportunities that you may yourself miss out on. It's easier to blame another person. It's easier to get mad at somebody else for shit. Something they don't even know that you're mad at them for. Like... Because it's stupid. Like, because what is my anger towards her? What does my jealousy towards her have to do with her? It don't have nothing to do with that girl. That girl don't even know me for real. I don't even know that girl for real. Oh, we grew up together. Yeah, in school. That's it. But we had separate lives, man. She used her time wisely. I wasn't using my time wisely, and I wasn't reaching my full potential, and that's what the issue was. Now, what made me come to this conclusion, you may ask, to speed this podcast along, or this episode along? I was starting to develop another arch nemesis. I know. And it was a girl that... She really had her shit together. It looked like that from the outside. And this just happened. I think the first time I met her was 4 months ago. In my business class, my business professional class. And she just looked like that girl. I'm sorry. That girl was dressed down to a T. She had on the designer. She had her makeup, or when she did have her makeup on, it was slay. Like, she always had her hair done. Like, she looked put together in every aspect of the word. And there's only like
four black people in the class. So obviously she stands out to me. And I'm just like, wow, I'm just in awe of this girl. I don't even know her. But when she stood up to present, because we had to do a lot of presentations in that class, when she stood up to present, I was like, this girl is so confident. She's so stylish. She's just, she captures an audience. She comes in the room and she just takes it over. Like, she's just fearless. And I was just like, damn, I don't like that girl. I was like, I don't like that girl. And I had no reason not to like her. I had no reason not to like her at all. Like, she, and then I realized, because I had a conversation with her not too long ago, and I realized, before I say what I realized, I also looked at her TikTok, okay? This girl, she had it down. She had the look. She had the presence. She had the content. She had the I don't know. She had it all. She had it all going on, Lord. And I'm just like, girl, I think you're younger than me. How the freakity fuck are you this beam of light? Like, you literally, like, she also did a presentation in our class, and she kind of told everyone that she's a social media marketer. She hosts events, but she does interviews with, like, artists. She goes to festivals, and I don't know. She's just like a household. She made something of herself where people's just like, oh, well, this is her niche, and this is what she does. Like, she does the interviews and everything like that. She gets to talk to artists and everything. And I was so jealous of that girl. I swear to God, I was jealous of that girl. But what I realized was, I'm not jealous of her because of what she's doing. It's because she's doing something that I want to do. I'm not jealous of who she is as a person. I'm jealous of the fact that, well, it's not even jealousy. And that's my biggest point. This is my biggest point here. It's never jealousy. It's never been jealousy of what I felt with that girl from elementary to high school. It's not jealousy of what I feel with this girl now. I'm inspired by them. I really and truly do believe that they're doing something that I want to do. I want to learn from them. I really want to learn from them. And I don't know how to, at the time, I didn't know how to prove that to myself, that that's what it was. But that's exactly what it was. It's just, I'm inspired, I'm in awe, and I want to learn from them. I want to do what they do. So I think once we can accept that about ourselves, that we're not really jealous of people, it's more anger towards ourselves for not doing anything, and it's inspiration to where, okay, I see that it's possible, could be because you did it. You're doing it, you did it, so I know it's possible. So that's the biggest thing that I've learned, and that's why I'm in the booth right now, because I'm like, I want to do this thing, and this girl is doing it, has been doing it, and it's worked for her, so why can't it work for me? And honestly, the only difference is between me and her, or me and those girls, whatever, is the fact that they've tried. They've put their best foot forward, and they created. They made a move. They did action instead of just talking about it. I've been talking about a lot of stuff for a lot of years when it comes to creativity. I haven't made a move, and now I am, and I feel like I'm back to the person that I was and used to be when I was a kid, this bright-eyed, bushy-tailed girl just ready to take on the world and make something of myself and be somebody. And you can only be somebody if you cosplay as somebody. You can only be somebody if you tell that, if you let yourself know that you are somebody. Because if you don't think you're somebody, when the next person not going to think you, if you think you're a nobody, the next person going to think you're a nobody. So you're the first one that need to believe in yourself for real. And that is lesson one or two or three. I don't know how many points I've made in this episode, but it's a lot. So I'm going to go. This was a really good, I had a really good time making this episode. These people beside me are singing their asses off. Kudos to them. But yeah, I'm gonna dip, and I'm going to actually schedule up something instead of just kind of going off the dome with these podcasts. And if it fails, it fails. You know, you gotta fail hard, fail fast, and try something. Try things that work. Albert Einstein said that, what'd he say? I think he said mistakes are only made by somebody that didn't try. Mistakes only happen when someone doesn't try. Something like that. So, yeah, I'm excited for future episodes. Please stay tuned, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye, babies.